This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of news to report. Most of it bad, but you know what we do? We put a smile on it because the American spirit is alive and well. And you folks, you have a higher calling than anything that these leftists are doing can do to you. You will be better for it. You will figure it out. You will survive. That's how much confidence I have in you. You are awesome, awesome people. It's like Tony Robbins just got into my body. Say, Kevin, explain to them who they are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm serious. You are amazing people. I am literally overwhelmed and surprised every single day by something you say or do. And you know what we don't do? We don't tell your stories. I'm tasking my team at Unhyphenated America to get your Unhyphenated America stories. You know what's funny? I put this out there the other day. I haven't gotten a single story from you people. Are you? Don't tell me you're lazy, because you're not. Do you not think your life is worth telling me that story? I know you've helped somebody, or they've helped you, and it was it wasn't a match made in heaven. It was a hodgepodge, a mismatch, or whatever. You help some poor black lady, or some young black or Hispanic dude helped you, or whatever. I don't know what that story is. I don't know what level of impact it has, but I promise you, it's probably more significant than you think. Dr. Hockaday pressuring me in physics class to take a test. I'm thinking the old cat is racist. I'm like, I don't pull the race card, but come on, man. You're writing 2 pages of notes on my blue book when I score a 98 in physics? And you, carelessness? And I'm looking at everybody else's papers and they're flunking, or, you know, they're getting B's and C's and they got no write-up. Corrections that just show what they do. But you give me back my blue book with I'm making a 92, a 96, and a 98 or whatever on my test. And you're writing up, you're lazy, you're not working hard enough, you're not paying attention. And then I take the final and I ace his test, and he comes over and hands me that test and he smiles at me and says, Mr. Jackson, the only 100 on the final. And then I got it. He wasn't a racist. This dude was an excellentist. And he said, I'm going to make you excellent. I don't care about these other kids. I don't see in them what I see in you. I'm going to make you excellent, Kevin Jackson. Well, I can't say he made me excellent, but he sure made me doggone good. And it wasn't racism. It was quite the contrary. It was a person who believed in me and said, I see more in you than you see in yourself. The Democrats, they don't see that. They want to destroy you. So anyway, you are amazing people. And your stories matter. Send them to us. Send me a note and say, Kevin, I got a story for you. What do you think? And I'll say, man, what a story. You know what? It might be something as simple as you striking up a conversation with a young kid and that kid coming back and saying, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, you changed my life. Tell us your story. See, leftists don't get to hear your stories. They think you're just a bunch of, you know, cross-burning, Bible-thumping, black people-hating, xenophobe, homophobe, whatever-a-phobes out there, because that's what they get told. But you know what? When they hear and see your stories, and we tell enough of them, they'll say, wait a minute, whoa. I didn't know that. They don't even know half the stuff that Trump's done for people. Can you imagine if somebody just said, while you were plotting a coup for him, let me tell you what this man did for this person, this person, this person. I got a friend, John Bruner. I'm going to say his name. John started his company in companies. He's got different factories in black areas. He says, why'd I do that, Kevin? He goes, because I knew there would be transportation issues. I wanted to make sure they could get to work. His company employed 30, 40% blacks. manufacturing jobs, good jobs. He sold the company. He gave $50 million to the employees. He didn't have to do it. I could tell you stories that people told me, they whispered in my ear. His employees coming up to me saying, Kevin, John helped me in so many ways, man. John got my daughter glasses. John paid for my son's education. John sent me home to Jamaica when my mother died. What's up? I'm close to this dude. I did not know these stories. I got a buddy. He's an acquaintance. I haven't spent a lot of time with him. His name is Kevin, and he's out in Florida. He doesn't know I know stories about him, of him helping people. Writing a check, finding out somebody lost their job, he writes a check for $25,000 here. Don't brag. Don't tell him I did it. We need to gather up and help this person. And not only that, he doesn't just do it for him. He gets his buddies involved. How much can you give? How much can you give? How much can you give? Nobody's telling your stories. So the left thing, look at what we give. We give all these. We have these pageants for ourselves and we pat ourselves on the back and we feel good. They don't even hold a candle to you. You people are amazing. You're the salt of the earth. I can't be more proud to be with you. Seriously, I can't be more proud. But we got putzes out there. I'll give you an example. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen gets a DWI and he gets arrested. No media reports. This was back in November. Got arrested in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. DWI, reckless driving, 71 years old, which that's not that old anymore, consuming alcohol in a closed area when he got detained in the Gateway National Recreation Area. They said he was cooperative, but they didn't tell you about it. Why? Because they didn't want to ruin the Jeep Super Bowl commercial. By the way, the spoofs on those are so funny. People have Bruce Springsteen driving off of a cliff and the Jeep wrecking. It's hysterical. They didn't want to interrupt Super Bowl and tell you that the boss, Bruce Springsteen, Mr. Dyed-in-the-wool leftist, a guy who's watched leftism kill everything he sings about. And he's too stupid to get it. But anyway, Springsteen gets DWI, reckless driving, all kinds of stuff. Oh, he'll appear in court later and you know what? Well, you know, let me tell you what's going to happen when he appears in court. Nothing. Nothing. They're not going to make an issue out of it and say, you know what? We're going to make kids understand you don't do this. And we're going to make an example out of you, Mr. Spring. They're going to let him go because that's the way the elitists do. He'll get free. Just like the illegals, just like Hillary Clinton and Comey and a bunch of others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out. And I stood up and I go, don't talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will you up. And he started fighting with me. He goes, shut your mouth up. And I go, you shut your mouth.
LeBron James got into a spat with fans. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We got more NBA news, too. Get this before I get more into the LeBron stuff. And I want to come back to what that woman said. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. And we are talking about a pop culture issue around Black Lives Matter. And this one's going to be a little bit of a shocker. And then I'm going to come back to the LeBron James thing. The NBA rejected Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Maverick, and billionaire bad boy wild man. They rejected his proposal to ban the national anthem. That's what he wanted to do. Ban the national anthem. And the NBA said, okay, look, we might let them kill cops, but we're not going to go after the national anthem. These are the people who, you know, raised fist and solidarity. They painted Black Lives Matter, BLM, on their floors, but they draw the line now at the national anthem. I wonder why. Maybe they're starting to get the hint that this social justice crap isn't working. Now, let me just tell you what it means when Mark Cuban says, you know, I think we should need to abandon the national anthem. I don't think it needs to be played. It's silly. You know, this. See, that's Mark Cuban trying to act like he's woke. Oh, you know what? We can't be American if you don't like the national anthem. I mean, come on. You know, it's just really silly. I'd like to know this. I don't have an answer for it. But here's what I'd like to know. There's roughly 190-something countries, 192 last time I checked, but whatever the number is, in the world. I don't know how many of them have a national anthem or some sort of thing that says, let's take pride in who we are. Because if you don't, are you really a country? But let me ask you, does anybody know if any of them have banned whatever they consider to be the national anthem? I don't know of any. And I'm genuinely asking. Has Germany said, you know what? We got a terrible past. We got that dude, you know, Hitler. I think that when they play the Olympics, we shouldn't be playing our national theme song. Let's do away with it. So, I don't know of any. I don't think anybody would, because it's a source of pride. I don't know what the French national anthem is, but I bet you when it's played, the French people go, oh, there's our national anthem. I know what the Canadians is. I even know the Russian one. And they all kind of sound the same. And all they're saying is, we're one for all. We have this common tie, you know, whatever it may be. And we have people in this country who burn the flag, who don't want to play the national anthem, in fact, want to kneel to it in solidarity for a bunch of thugs. And Mark Cuban wants to, yeah, I'm down with it. I just want everybody to know, you know, that I'm down with it. And yeah, I'm a part of the woke generation. And it's so funny because a guy that thinks of himself as so smart, you know what he is? He's a very, very wealthy dumb butt, and I'm cleaning it up for radio. He's a very, very wealthy guy that knows nothing about real life. I don't know what his background is that would make him feel this way. It's like Springsteen. I talked about him earlier. Really? Springsteen, come on. You sing about factories being scuttled. You sing about the middle class, you know, Jersey guy who wants to be respected for just being a human being, who's not pretentious. You know, I don't listen to his songs, but I'm saying it's a down-home thing. And then he rejects all of it. I don't know why. I'm not even going to try to figure it out. But he rejects it. And let's go back to this LeBron James thing. So this woman is standing up for her husband. And she's a cute woman. By the way, one of the porn sites wants her to come. They offered her $50,000 to come, I don't know, whether it's to do porn or whatever. And she doesn't look like she needs the money. She and her husband sit right at the edge of, I think she's in Dallas. And, you know, she's, of course, she's dolled up. When I say dolled up, I don't mean clothes and all that. I'm saying she looks like a doll because she's got Botox, the lips, the whole thing. But she's not a bad-looking woman. Probably was better-looking before she did all that stuff. Obviously married to a wealthy guy to get those kind of seats and to have her look. You know, she looks like a well-kept woman who is what we call high maintenance. And she's arguing with LeBron, and she goes on. She says, this sucker is engaging with my husband during the game. And at some point, she jumps in, and LeBron James then starts calling her the B word. Now, I want to stop there for just a second, because I know other people heard it. Have you heard the feminists attack him? Anybody? I haven't. So anyway, this lady, not that her husband needs it, but he's going back and forth with LeBron, which I think is quite fair. You come to the visitors' arena, and people are going to heckle you. And it obviously impacted little LeBron. that he was getting heckled. I'm actually surprised he didn't make it racist, but here's what's funny. Here's what he says.
No, at the end of the day, that's, I'm happy fans are back in the building. I miss that interaction. I need that interaction. We as players need that interaction. I don't feel like it was warranted to be kicked out. There was a back and forth between two grown men, and we said our piece. He said his piece. I said my piece. And then when someone else jumped into it and said their piece, but I didn't think they were. Should have been kicked out, but they might have had a couple of drinks maybe, and they could have probably kept it going, and the game wouldn't have been about the game no more. So I think the referees did what they had to do, it's fine. I don't think take it out of the mask or whatever the case may be at that point in time would harm anybody but the people that was right next to her. I wasn't close enough to her. I don't think any of my teammates was close enough to them. Maybe a couple of refs maybe, so I hope they're okay. Safety first.
Safety first. Well, she took off her mask and, maybe had a couple of drinks. So at the end of it, he says, well, they shouldn't have been kicked out. You're exactly right. They shouldn't have been kicked out. They paid their money. They pay their money to heckle you. That's what they do. He says, someone else jumped in, meaning the man's wife jumped in to say, just shut the heck up and play basketball, you clown. Maybe had a couple of drinks. He's rationalizing. Oh, they did get kicked out? Yeah, well, let me rationalize it. Then it was safety first. Well, they didn't have their mask on. I'm glad they weren't close to us. Maybe some of the referees got caught in the back blow of it. Such a clown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for former President Trump are laying out their defense in his Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen saying,
this unprecedented effort is not about Democrats opposing political violence. It is about Democrats trying to disqualify their political opposition. It is constitutional cancel culture.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for more details following a report showing Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration intentionally withheld the number of coronavirus nursing home deaths. The New York Post reporting that a top Cuomo aide told Democrats this week that the decision was made due to concerns those numbers could have been used against Cuomo's administration by the Department of Justice. De Blasio making his comments during a weekly radio show. You're listening to USA Radio News. There is strong condemnation from the U.S. State Department over China banning the BBC World News broadcast.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are nearly 1,000 known coronavirus variant cases in the United States, including the UK and South Africa strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are a bunch of big babies, and I just finished talking about LeBron James being a big old baby. They shouldn't have been kicked out, but yeah, they might have had some to drink, so it would have been a distraction from the game. But I do like my fans. I like the fans. Whatever. Shut up. Big old joke. And then, what about, so I told you guys a while back that this guy, David Hogg, was going to do a pillow because he wanted to compete against the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, and I jokingly said that I would call it the Cry Pillow. Well, there's a whole story about this, and it says what started as banter between Hogg and Legate, which is the Pred IQT. I don't even know who that is, CEO. Anyway, is now becoming reality. Hogg and Legate are using their social media platforms to solicit business advice, recruit personnel, and provide a plethora of updates on the process. Many of the particulars about Hogg and Legate's company remain up in the air, but Legate and Hogg announced the name of their newly formed company, Good Pillow, on Tuesday. Hogg organized boycotts against MyPillow because Lindell, a supporter and friend of former President Trump, which he's still president to me, I call him president, advertises on Fox News. Legate initially tweeted on February 1st that he was considering launching a MyPillow competitor and that the company would use the funds to support democratic and social causes. Hogg replied the company should be named Our Pillow because we're all socialists. Minutes later, Hogg hinted that he and Legate were working together on something in another tweet. And thus, a relationship is born. So Legate then tweets out that he was looking to hire a consultant with experience in the U.S. manufacturing industry who could refer me, this is what he says, refer me and help coordinate the manufacturing of high volume of union and sustainably made rectangular neck rest for bedtime sleep. Hogg, quote, retweeted Legate soliciting applications on, quote, a fun project the two were working on. Hogg then posted a random question on his Twitter asking followers what complaints they had with their own pillows, and he got over 1,000 replies. I love this story. You'll see why here in a bit. After a number of tweets soliciting personnel, the supposed company's values, and interest from investors and customers, Hogg and Legate officially announced they were starting a pillow company. hog tweeted the pair that the two had chosen a name and bought a website on February the 5th. Hogg and Legate then proceeded to try to find a manufacturer in the United States that met their list of demands. However, despite extensive connections with unions that reached out to Hogg, the pair had some trouble finding a manufacturer that met their needs. "I need a unionized pillow manufacturer in the United States," Hogg had tweeted on February the 4th. "We're having a hard time finding one," he added. At one point, Hogg proposed having laid off theatrical stage employees make the pillows. The day prior, February 7th, Hogg sought advice on Twitter about the best states to start a business in that are not California. Hogg said he wanted to stay out of California. That's already funny. Because he wanted his employees to have the biggest bang for their buck. Housing in California, for example, is unbelievably expensive, even for people making what would be considered more than a living wage in other states. This clown realizes this. He realizes that a living wage in California isn't a living wage in California. I mean, a living wage in California is a living wage all over the world. It's rich. It's wealthy. There are people in California that make over 100 grand who are on welfare. This is so funny. See, let me tell you about business. Business is a booger. Even when government is barely in your business is a booger. Because it's just tough. It seems easy. You have a great idea. Now, some things can just roll off. You know what I'm saying? Some things are just, you'd get the right idea, the right thing, and boom. But most business is a grind. You're hustling. Every day I'm hustling. You are hustling every day. And it's okay because people like that. There are people driven by the hustle. I had a buddy, he was in insurance. He sold insurance for 20 years, man. I think he probably wore the same pair of shoes the whole 20. And then suddenly, 20 years, it wasn't 20, I forget how many, but he told me, he says, "Kevin, it was like year 14. Everything just started to click. All that shoe leather I burned, it started to click. People were calling me because I had staying power." You know, he was honest. But it took a lot of years. Kevin Hart is a good example. Kevin Hart, I tell you, it took me like 11 years to be an overnight success. Yeah, it took me 11 years. People think it's easy. Business is tough. Most of them fail. That's why when they, "Oh, Donald Trump filed bankruptcy." Really? The dude is a serial entrepreneur. Do you know how many businesses fail with serial entrepreneurs? Many of them. Anyway, ideally, Hogg tweeted, "The new pillow company should be headquartered in a 500-mile circle around Memphis, Tennessee, which is inside one of the only three Tennessee counties that voted for Biden in the 2020 election." Then Hogg announced on Twitter that he and Legate had possibly found a manufacturer to meet their needs on February the 8th. Now, Twitter users started making fun of Hogg and Legate's, you know, lofty goals of their company before having more concrete plans. And one guy tweeted, "A recovering crack addict and bat crap crazy dude who believes lizard cannibals from Venezuela stole the election from Trump has figured this out, but Harvard here can't." Yeah. So I guess he's making a comparison that, Hogg, who got into Harvard on affirmative action, even though he's not black, he can't figure out that he can't build a company with such lofty ideals in America. So they go on. Hogg and Legate have tweeted about a number of goals of their company hopes to reach. Hogg tweeted that the company will have a chief progressive officer to have an overview of the company and its actions to make sure every decision we make is within strict ethical requirements. Legate has tweeted that the company will build a company board which will be largely composed of business leaders in underrepresented groups. Hogg has since announced on Twitter that Nadine Smith, Brandon Wolf, and pollster John Della Volpe will hold positions on the company's advisory board. The pair announced that the company would be called Good Pillow, and it included a letter that was addressed to the future. The hashtag Good Pillow began trending, eventually made its way to number one. Hogg tweeted that the waitlist for the pillow has over 16,000 signups on the company's fledgling website. They're already off and running. It's amazing, isn't it? It's fun to watch these youngsters go at it. Oh, boy. I can't wait, seriously, for these guys to get this pillow company launched. Now I'm going to tell you right now. Sadly, if I launch something against the left like this, people would be going, way to go, Kev, way to go. But I wouldn't have 16,000 people on a waiting list, and I wouldn't have people lining up to make sure I didn't fail. There will be people lined up to make sure this guy doesn't fail. Just to make a point to us that they can take our money, use it to prop up a little weasel like David Hogg, and we can do nothing about it. Because, see, David Hogg can't achieve his goal organically in this country. There's no way for him to do it. And he already realizes it when he says, don't make it California. Hey, David, don't make it Manhattan either. You know where you're going to have to make your pillows? Flyover country. Mm-hmm. If you can make them at all. And your chief diversity officer better get used to seeing a bunch of corn-fed white boys and white girls come in to be hired, because there's not going to be a lot of colored folk out there waiting to get hired. It's insane. Good luck, though. I mean, if the guy wants to try being an entrepreneur, go for it. Because you know what happens when these little putzes like David Hogg and this guy Legate actually have to start a company and run it, and it's not just gifted? They find out just how difficult it is. They find out that, you know, the people that earn their money and want to keep it, there's a reason for it. They work their butts off. Nothing's handed to them. So good. Welcome to the party, pal, as they said in Die Hard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was watching the Name That Tune. You guys remember that show? It was, I think, was it Burt Parks or somebody like that? Anyway, I can name that tune in three notes. Or maybe it was, what was his name? Something like Lance Linkle or somebody. I forget who these old game show guys. But I remember watching Name That Tune. And I don't remember the format, but I was watching the new one. That's got this girl that was from Ally McBeal and a couple of other shows. And Randy Jackson is the musical host on it. And just came upon it the other night. And Melissa and I are watching it. And this guy, they put two contestants against each other, and you have 10 notes to name the tune, etc. And they, in this particular case, they got a guy who kind of was effeminate, but he talked about his family and he wants to move him out of an apartment and into a home, so he hopes to win. And then they had introduced the second guy, who's a lanky black dude, as a Olympian. And I was, you know, so it caught my attention because athletes catch my attention. My second son was almost an Olympian in the quarter mile. So I was like, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, it catches my attention. So anyway, they do the thing, and the one guy that's trying to get money for his apartment, he wins a couple of rounds, and then they stop, and they got to do the little thing where they introduce themselves. Speaking of introducing ourselves, I am Kevin Jackson. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us, and I hope you will. 844-551-8255. So they get that pause the same way they do in Jeopardy and all the game shows, and they want to learn a little bit about each contestant. And this one guy, you know, he talks, he says, yeah, you know, well, you know, my wife's in the audience or whatever, and he gives his little talk, and, you know, what would you do with the money? Well, I would, you know, get my family out of our apartment. It was time for us to get a house. And so anyway, they get to the black dude, and the other guy, by the way, looked like he was Hispanic or something, but they get to the black dude, and they said, well, yeah, so tell us about the Olympics. He goes, yeah, so I'm a silver medal and a bronze medal winner in the gay Olympics. And I was like, he talks about, I ran the quarter, the 400 meter hurdles, the 400 meter, the 4x400, and something else. So he's obviously a sprinter, and what I don't call it middle distance, but he's not like a 100 or a 200 meter runner. He's a 400, you know, plus. So I'm like, the gay Olympics. So, and they say he's an Olympic champion, is the way they touted him. So I'm thinking, wow, I watched the Olympics. You know, I'm guessing he wasn't the Olympic champion in, you know, giant slalom, being a black dude from America. So it's probably the Summer Olympics. He was a runner. I'm trying to see, do I know him? Do I know of him? You know, things like this, because I follow this sport. I don't know this guy. And he says, they touted him as an Olympic champion. And then it turns out he's an Olympic champion of the gay Olympics. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? The gay Olympics? I get Special Olympics, you know, because these are kids that are, you know, mentally or physically disabled, you know, and you're doing, you know, if it's physically, the wheelchair thing or the, you know, they've got the prosthetics or whatever. They're not meant to compete with regular Olympians. But the gay Olympics? What are you talking? Are there not gay Olympians in the Olympics? Now, I bring this up because I want you to understand, on a nationwide TV show, a game show, they're talking. Look, I don't care about this guy's sexuality, but what I do care about is when you want to separate yourself. I'm a champion. I'm a champion of the gay Olympics. You're the champion of nothing. I'm Miss Gay America. Sorry, you're either Miss America or you're not. Because, see, Miss America might very well be gay. And Kevin Jackson, and I don't think most conservatives will care one way or the other. But don't tell me you're Miss Gay America. For all I know, half the women in these pageants are gay. I don't know, and I don't care. If Vanessa Williams turned out to be gay, I would have been like, well, it's a surprise. Because, Bush, dudes, we lost the good one. That's what I'd be saying. But are you kidding me? I couldn't believe this. And so now we've got all this new. I mean, not that this is part of the news, but people just brushed over. Oh, well, congratulations on your, you know, being an Olympian, an Olympic champion. You're not an Olympic champion. That's a joke. Oh, what next? The Black Olympics? The Black. Here's what we could have. We could have the Black Winter Olympics. And I could be the champion in, what do they call it, when you ski down the jump and you land your, you know, land on your skis, if I could land them. I could be, or maybe I'd go into the luge, and I'd be the black champion luge of the winter Black Olympics. Maybe they could even spray paint the snow black. for the Winter Black Olympics. This is, do you understand how ridiculous this is? Why not the tranny Olympics, where you say only transsexual people can do that? I know, Kevin, you can't use the word tranny. Well, what? What's in your car? Transmission? What do they call that? It's a tranny. This isn't incredible. So we've got all these issues now with the trans community. Who's going to compete and what? So what's going to happen in the Olympics? I mean, he doesn't have to worry. Are we going to do the trans-gay Olympics? I'm just curious. Where does it go? Do these people really? I'm talking about leftists with these lame brain ideas. You want to be humans. You want us to treat you like human beings, but you lead with sexuality. Oh, listen, let's have a special Olympics for the way that people have sex. Yeah, if you have the same-sex partner, then you can be part of our Olympics. Well, you know what I would do if I were an Olympian that could actually beat most of the people in the not-gay Olympics? I'd go to the gay Olympics and kick their little sissy behinds is what I would do. Because you know this gay dude, he runs I'm just going to use some numbers here, but let's say he runs a 52-second hurdles, which, by the way, the record is probably something along the lines of 46 or 47 seconds. It's substantially lower than his time, or the winner of the gay Olympics. Every guy who finishes 1 through 10 in the not gay Olympics could go and kick that gay behind, which they might enjoy, sadly. This is incredible to me. But this is life going crazy leftist because we got to have the gay Olympics. And as I said, have the gay, is it LGBT Olympics, LGBTQ? Can you include transgender? And oh, hey ladies, you know, who's going to compete against whom? You're going to let transgenders run into races against these guys? Or worse than that, are you going to let the transgender guys run into races against the women? Because you and I all know now, because we've been watching these very controversial subjects, they don't want, those women are complaining about it. In fact, they even asked Psaki, Biden's press secretary, about it. Here's that clip.
On President Biden's transgender rights executive action, specifically when it applies to high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
What message would the White House have for trans girls and cis girls who may end up competing against each other and sparking some lawsuits and some concern among parents? So does the administration have guidance for schools on dealing with disputes arising over trans girls competing against and with cis girls?
I'm not sure what your question is.
The president's executive order.
I'm familiar with the order, but what was your question about?
My question is, does the president have a message for local school officials on dealing with these kind of disputes that are already starting to arise? Trans girls are competing and cis girls in a level playing field, particularly in high school sports when it leads to college scholarships. Is there any kind of messaging or clarification that the White House wants to give on the executive order?
I would just say that the president's belief is that trans rights are human rights, and that's why he signed that executive order. And in terms of the determinations by universities and colleges, I would certainly defer to them.
I'm so glad I don't have daughters. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So glad. I have 4 sons, good athletes, good students, good human beings, all boys, too, by the way. And, you know, I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to deal with the disappointment of a daughter who works her butt off in order to, you know, get a scholarship to some sport. And look, I've had this discussion with friends of mine. No matter how good your daughter is in a sport, she's not better than, you know, a big percentage of the men. The top female athlete, CrossFit, is not as good as the top 20% of men, period. And it's not going to happen. And, you know, so there's only so far you can go because people want to see the biggest, strongest, fastest athletes. Just the way it is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.